Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 8th episode of Power Rangers RPM, marking the first quarter of the series, entitled Ranger Yellow Part 1. And we are going to get this started in 3, 2, 1, go. Ranger Yellow Part 1 was the 8th episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on April 18th, 2009, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Vanessa Alexander. So Tenaya 7 and some kind of boombox monster guy, huh?
It's all clear. Over and out.
Ooh. Tricky.
Now go and crush them.
And that is how we power the Ranger Bio hardware using no traditional external energy source.
Poor kids.
Now how about some questions from our visiting students? Let's see. How about you?
Ranger Black, you're my favorite Power Ranger. Your toughness and spirit is an inspiration to all of Karn City. Do you have any advice for all the kids out there who look up to you?
No.
Ranger Black, how come you talk pretty and everybody else doesn't?
Bill, we lost it, because I'm Scottish, and everyone else isn't.
Could you please tell me, where do you get your spandex?
Oh, that is not a good idea. Oh, that's never good.
Rick, you're the leader of the Power Rangers. Is that the reason why your hair is the coolest?
That would be one of the reasons, yeah.
Ranger Yellow, as a sole female representative of the Power Rangers, I have a question for you. Which one of the guys looks the cutest in the span? I mean, in the tights.
Actually, I can answer that question. I think it comes down to the angle at which you went.
Ranger Yellow, will you marry me?
Aww.
I like a man with taste. The answer is yes.
I understand the relevance of the question. It makes the endless queries into Ranger Red's hair seem pertinent and insightful by comparison.
I'm sorry. It's just Ranger Yellow seems so nice. Have you always been this nice, Miss Yellow? Miss Yellow?
Okay. Flashback! I think she used to hang out with the Thunder Rangers.
Make sure you get this right. Everything about this surprise party has to be absolutely perfect.
Yes, Miss Summer.
Oh, she used to be one of those people.
Lights.
Oh,
on caviar, truffles, red carpet, and remember, it all has to be perfect.
Yes, Miss Summer.
Oh, the poor dude. She planned her own birthday party? Huh. Caused a momentary breach in the shield. Ranger series yellow.
Move in! Come on, people! Take your positions!
I love that it's just random sounds and not like, I don't know, some rap music, pumpkin rapper like. You know, I don't remember the camera being this jumpy before, but whenever this Vanessa Alex, this is the second episode in a row with Vanessa Alexander as our director, and it's the second time I've really noticed the shaky cam. You mean those?
Rangers, the attack bot has hacked into our radio frequencies. Turn off all comm links. Repeat, turn off all comm links.
Where's yellow? Oh, finally. That was a cool angle for that jump.
You take requests? RPX, get here.
I didn't think that worked that way, but okay. Kind of makes you wonder what's happening, huh? Considering we're only 9 minutes into the first part of a two-parter.
Don't worry. This happens all the time.
Zords, go!
Plug him in.
Number two.
Roger. Deploying Super Saber.
Don't the other two have their own Megazord they can use? Ah, so he can combine with it too. I wonder why they can't just put the two black and green on the arms for this Megazord. Wow, good shot. The Megazord just blew it out.
Dr. K, do you think I could be a Power Ranger someday? I highly doubt it.
Dang.
Sorry, but which one of us did they say had the coolest hair?
I have cool hair.
Aye, but who talks pretty?
I talk pretty.
Ah, there you are. Finally. This must be the help.
Here you are, my good man. Polish it, buff it, and chalk it in time for my next shot, if you don't mind.
Actually, I do.
Sorry, can I help you two?
You can start by explaining why you don't keep this place cleaner for our daughter and the Power Rangers.
Wait a minute. I know these guys.
Now, wait a minute. We are the Power Rangers. You're the Power Rangers? Aye. Not their servants? My goodness. A very middle class.
Is that very in right now?
The middle class, I mean. The Lansdowne's, Martin and Claire Lansdowne, they're rich. They're like billionaires.
I don't care who they are. You two out now. Move.
Summer, honey.
Would you please tell your servants to unhand us?
Wait, Summer, you know these fools?
Well, of course she knows us. This is our daughter.
Mom.
Oh.
What are you doing here?
Why, we're here for our little girl.
Just like we always have been.
Always have been, yeah. For 8 weeks.
To all my beautiful friends, the ones who know and love the real me, I would like... Mommy? Daddy?
I'm sorry, Miss Summer. Your parents are held up in London. You won't be able to make it.
I made everything perfect just for them.
They sent this for you, Miss Summer. Very rare, highly valuable family heirloom. The Black Lansdowne Diamond.
They promised.
Ooh, fancy.
Dear Summer, this diamond represents wealth, luxury, status. It represents everything we are and everything you are.
Bling and bling. Who needs parents when you've got rocks? Am I right?
I think Andrew's left you.
The Lansdowne Diamond. The only pure class 4 black diamond left in existence.
She gonna send her hand in? Okay.
And it's about to become mine.
You mean ours.
Right. That's what I meant.
Remember, that diamond is the key to my plan. Don't disappoint me, Tenaya 7.
Wouldn't dream of it.
With it, I can provide the camera attack bot with a firing lens that will activate its primary blasting weapon and destroy the city of Corinth once and for all.
Oh, probably not a good thing.
We've honored our part of the agreement.
We backed off, gave you your space, let you live out in the world with all the regular people.
Though I'll never understand regular people. How do they eat? How do they live?
It's called getting a job.
We even let you pretend to be one of these Power Rangers.
I am a Power Ranger. It's important.
And we aren't?
Take a look at what I find in the boombot wreckage. It's a self-destruct switch, but it was activated from inside the shield.
What does that mean?
It means that the boombot was not the ultimate objective of Venjik's attack. It was a decoy. That is why the boombot was so easily defeated.
Easy. You call that easy?
This is the point.
Well, you did have it done before the first episode ended of a two-parter. Come on.
I've had Colonel Truman scan for any unusual activity in the opposite direction. And we have a hit. A break in at Corinth City Central Bank Vault.
Summer! Honey!
You can't keep running off like this anymore.
Mom! Dad, I can take care of myself.
Since when?
For the past 8 weeks, at least.
I'm sorry, sir. Could you please direct us to the first class section?
Can you bring up some hot towels?
Sorry, max capacity.
No, it's fine. I'm with them. Okay, do you know who I am?
Oh, damn!
You can't leave me!
Don't worry, Summer. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Wow. Oh, shoot. I can see why she's ticked. Where is she putting it?
I love a good challenge.
I'll bet.
But it looks like I'll have to settle for you guys instead.
Ow! Imagine if he'd use his shield. And she's doing all of this in heels.
Generation 7, Venjik's human infiltration attack bot.
Sorry, my parents are visiting. Can we skip all the bad guy, blah, blah, blah?
Summer!
She's gonna morph again? Oh, she's not gonna morph? Oh, okay, she is gonna morph. Wow, she's gotten two full screen morphs today. Granted, the second one was a little shorter, but still. Dang, she's doing pretty well.
Tell your parents not to wait up. What are you talking about?
Are you kidding me?
Leave my parents out of this. What?
Huh? Yeah! Ooh, lucky. Uh-oh. Are they just going to let her walk off?
Summer, honey.
All we're asking is that you make good on our agreement.
Now, you promised us that if we gave you some space, you'd do the right thing.
No questions asked. Isn't that what you said?
That's enough! Do it!
That's Summer's family.
I don't care who they are. No one comes in here and tells Summer what to do.
Listen, that's between her and them. If she's promised them that you'll, I don't know, go to school or go back home.
Or get married?
Right. What?
Oh.
I promised them I'd get married. Honey, I'm sorry.
But it's time you remembered who you really are.
Oh, they had it the whole time. Huh. You would have thought tonight I would have opened the box. All right, well, that was a fun one. I thoroughly enjoyed that one. Looks like Summer has some growing up to do in her flashbacks. It'll be interesting to see her go from first class entitled rich kid to Summer. So anyway, that's going to do it for today. Next time we'll be watching part 2. Until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.